the Thai cabinet made a bad decision to ban all television images of all smoking all the time and should reverse this censorship. The government must support anti-smoking efforts in a reasonable, rational way. Censorship is not that way. Smoking in the past was mandatory for anyone entering adult society. But since its health risks were discovered several decades ago, smoking has been increasingly subject to social sanction. Today, most people accept that smoking shouldn't be encouraged. Even smokers can readily support a ban on selling cigarettes to minors. But turning all television shows into Vaseline blobs of censored material every time an actor lights up is overkill, bordering on idiocy. Despite the lack of any real evidence to support such thinking, the vanguard of what is politically correct and the bureaucrats at the Public Health Ministry are insisting on the blobs and the public service warnings. Besides insulting viewers' intelligence, the ban is in danger of turning the anti-smoking message into farce. It may be desirable to convince people, in particular children, that they shouldn't smoke, but a little intelligence wouldn't go astray. If only the authorities in the anti-smoking lobby would notice that most smoking scenes in foreign movies today are anti-smoking in their message. The most dangerous thing about the tendency in Thailand to ban from television whatever is decided to be undesirable is that it is censorship. It infringes on the rights of anyone who dares to think differently. Any form of media censorship demands the most careful consideration. It must not be forgotten that smoking, like drinking, and many other activities in our daily lives, is not illegal. People who smoke or drink are not criminals. Neither are the companies which sell the cigarettes and booze. And whether one likes it or not, as long as they do what they want to do within the boundaries of the law, smokers and sellers of cigarettes have as many rights as anyone else to constitutional protection. As with all controversial human activities, smoking must be a matter of educated choice. It is a highly dangerous habit, and its risks must be made known to the public. But once the dangers are explained to people, they must be left to make their own choices. Only fascists think of taking away free will from the individual.